All right, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Super Freak. How are we doing out there? So, as many of you know, I'm currently in the Gulf. I'm in the gridline of Oman, which is bringing up a tremendous amount of soul memory and multiple timelines kind of seemingly happening all at once. And it has also shot me into a pretty deep void space. So I wasn't all the way motivated to make an episode until today. And what catalyzed some questions that I had was Kanye West. Thanks, Kanye. It's all your fault. So I was going to make a podcast around Oprah and dark influence. Bored. Then I was going to do one about the prime nature of reality. Kind of got not that interested. But then last night, as I was in my wind down, I was served a YouTube video of Kanye West's, like a bootleg version. Someone kind of recorded the entire, his recent documentary from the theater, and it was up for, I don't know, maybe 6 hours. And I was like one of maybe the first 10 people to watch it. But again, no accidents. And for those of you who've been following my work for a while, back in 2023, I did a series of extensive videos on Kanye that went super viral on TikTok, talking about how I saw what was happening to him. And I kind of kept my eye on him, soft spot for him a little bit, just because I can see what's going on behind the scenes. And I'll do an extended deep dive on that. But it got me asking a different set of questions about psychological architecture. And we work a lot here at Super Freak on the architecture of identity and perception. But it opened up a tremendous amount of information around what's happening with psychotic breaks, what's happening with bipolar, what's happening with schizophrenia structurally. Even though I've touched on that, I got a lot of information about it. That said, it kind of coincided with what consciousness is and how that's shifting for us all and what we're really doing here. And it also is combined with a slew of new inquiries that have come in from people who are finding me on Substack or seeing my work elsewhere. The signal is signaling, I'll say that. And they're very curious about what this work is, but not really getting like a handle on it. So this is going to be the beginning of kind of a reboot for what Super Freak is becoming, who I am becoming, the clarity of what the work is offering now, how I'm dissecting the information, synthesizing it, distilling it down, and then presenting it to you, and what I'm actually interested in teaching moving forward. All of it is getting, like I've said before, a massive up-level. And today's episode, just to give you a little backstory, is completely focused to and dedicated to what this work is, what it means, why it's so important now. And I want those who've been listening to the podcast for a while and who are currently in containers to test your knowledge, okay? How well do you think you know what this work is doing for you besides how you feel, right? The transformations that you've been able to experience. Test your own definitions. Are you embodying what this work is at a different level? And if you can answer clearly what it means for you, then you are well on your way. Because right now, there are many different camps. People who have been with the work for a while, feeling like they're not moving as quickly as they want to. People who have been changing faster than the body can keep up with. So that's causing a little bit of destruction, right? Or let's say fragmentation or discoherence in the field. So I'm going to ping a little bit back and forth into some basic level understanding, and then I'm going to move you guys into a more refined level of definition for what this work is doing and where we're headed as a collective. But before I do that, look for a Kanye resurgence and a resignal. And he will, right now we have a lot of archetypes, okay, that are coming up to the surface and then being either martyred or casting themselves as a martyr, and or there's multiple different versions of biblical themology playing out, religious themology playing out in the collective. Kanye came into my awareness. Again, I got served that video. It coincided with what I was talking about in 2023, specifically around perception and psychic break and identity architecture and stability and coherence and what all of that looks like and means and mental health and the architecture of mental health and the architecture of identity. I thought it all fit really well together. So I will do an extended Substack on Kanye. And I will also do an extended Substack on what this work is for paid subs only. Look out for me going into a little bit deeper dives forensically from a frequency perspective on that arm, okay, of that social media platform. It's where I spend most of my time now. It's where I feel the best. And so that's just a little precursor. So first, to break into what this episode actually is, this work is not therapy. It's not energy work per se. It's reality architecture. This is how frequency work rewrites the code your identity is built on. Let's get into it. Okay, so most people are still regulating symptoms. Okay, they're kind of reframing story and narrative, reframing loops, or managing, let's say, adaptations their system never consented to. So we don't work at that level of relief here at Super Freak. We work at the level of recursion collapse. What do I mean by that? This is essentially reality architecture, and it changes everything that we do. Recursion is a loop. It's an information, it's a feedback loop. Collapse is the instability or the unstable or stable effect of what recursion creates. So you can recurse in a very joyful state, or you can recurse in a more depressed state. Again, I talk a lot about the mechanics of reality in the Healers Hub, so look into joining that where we go into extensive deep dives, but this will be a precursor. Okay, that said, there have been several questions that I have been fielding from the downloads that I currently have, which again are going to be getting an up level, but more importantly, they were focused on, okay, Tally, what are patterns exactly? Like, yes, I understand they're behavioral, but I listen to your frequency meditation, I have the download, and there are things I don't quite understand exactly from a quantum psychosomatic perspective, as you say. But how does this all work together? What is QP? What is frequency work exactly? What is memory? What is perception? What actually collapses? Like, what's being cleared, released, or rewired? What does it really mean when someone says that doesn't run me anymore, or something doesn't run in me anymore in terms of pattern? Essentially, what is frequency work? All fantastic questions. So I want you guys to test your knowledge for the advanced folks and those who are new to the cast. Listen in and see if this answers some of your questions and see if it sparks curiosity in how you want to proceed and move forward. So in short, what is frequency work? It is the disassembly and reformation of identity architecture through frequency and form. It is designed to restore your original blueprint from source intelligence. What it does is it rewrites the internal code that your identity runs on by collapsing the signal loops or information, survival contracts, and constantly looping patterns that shape your perception, your behavior, and your memory. Now, to simplify all of that, from a quantum perspective, if you were going to bridge somatic sciences, what the body is holding, with quantum psychology, which is epigenetic patterning, and you merge those two fields, frequency work works inside of there, okay? And it works at different levels. It may reroute, recode, or delete patterns, but the goal is always the same: to stop the past from organizing your future and restore your system to a present time coherent version of self that you can actually hold. Okay? So what does that mean? That means you know you have more potential. Okay? And you know that you are built for more, that you want to create, let's say, something meaningful and put it out into the world, that you want to have a different experience in your life. You want more synchronicity. You want more joy. You want a different level of connection. You want deep sisterhood. You want to be able to travel. You want to be able to offer something that feels like it's more aligned with your purpose. You want to be able to monetize your gifting. You want to be able to turn your joy into a job, you know, so on and so forth. You want to be able to, you know, get pregnant with your partner. You want to be able to cultivate more financial access so you can leave the country that you're in. Okay. We want these things. We want to experience things. And we're running up against these ceilings, quote unquote, or obstacles, or there are certain people in your life that are constantly calling certain levels of drama into themselves, okay, into their lives, into their day-to-day experience. Why is that? This work deconstructs all of that. It tells you exactly why. It shows you how to identify and transmute these patterns so you can live a different experience. Now, what does that mean? It means that likely everything that isn't working for you, everything that you've been avoiding, the truth of what you've been avoiding, will absolutely break down, which means relationships, marriages, etc., will maybe or maybe not work out, right? So it's not because you're not worthy of them. It's because that was never sustainable to begin with where what you truly want, who you truly are at source level, and what you're here to create. If you're really here to shift, okay, and live an honest life, meaning divinely orchestrated and led, okay, not through your own cognitive will, but through divine orchestration, shit is going to get very real. It will get messy. And the truth of what you've been avoiding will be provided for you. Now, you can choose how hard that's going to be, because I know a lot of people who work really hard to avoid, okay? And you pay now or pay later. You're going to have to choose your hard when it comes to the work that you want to do. And that's just a precursor, because this work is much, much faster and a lot more intense than anything you'll find right now in the therapeutic space, okay? It's not about recalling memory and reliving a traumatic event in your past. That's not what we're doing here, okay? I'm going to get into what we're doing in a minute, but just know that, not to freak you out, but anything that you've been avoiding, the truth of your life will be revealed to you in all of its brilliance and all of its shadow. And we're here to identify all of that, deconstruct it, reassembly, and reform it. This is a deconstruction and a reconstruction of your true identity at source form, okay? Frequency work is going to be a thing of the past in years to come, because people are either going to get the first wave of it, right, and understand what it is and be wildly ahead of the curve, wildly ahead of the curve. There are some people in 10 years, when 2030 hits, 2040, 2050, who will just be absolutely bamboozled. Oh my God, I can't believe this is reality. They're already, okay, in a heaviness, because they think that this reality is fixed, okay? They think that they are just in a cause and effect type of conditioning. It's not like that. There's a very different reality at play, and that is what's a prime reality, which is what I alluded to earlier, that is being revealed, that we're here to reveal, and we're part of that, okay? So frequency work, like I said, works at different levels. At the foundation level, what are the three parts? Just going to test some of the advanced folks, right? Foundation level, frequency works at what? You're going to say nervous system, yes. Behavioral level, and then identity, okay? Our perception, essentially. It will, essentially what we're doing is we're adding new information into how you create your life. Okay, there's sequencing behind everything, right? I talked about rerouting, recoding, or deleting patterns. That's based on your level of awareness, okay? And where you are and what you can hold. Some people have a very big nervous system capacity to be able to hold wealth, but they can't hold relationships, or they can't hold their bodies. So they'll constantly fight their physical form. Oprah's one of those people. Elon Musk's one of those people. Okay. So they'll have to take supplements, take things to be able to locate themselves in time. But that's for other podcasts that I've done or things that I'll talk about in the future, or more stuff in the hub. So because your system is built on information that you inherited, okay, or you inherited, excuse me, from your family lineage, all of that is patterned, okay? It's patterned through your behavioral architecture, your identity that you're creating now, and then how your nervous system has responded to the conditionings, how you grew up as a kid, what your environment said to you, so on and so forth. But at the level of signal, okay, or the level of intelligence or patterned intelligence or frequency level, all of that is informing where you grew up, the grid line, what you were attracted to, what you scanned as a kid, okay, as a child. All of that informs the reality that you have now. And that happens because we are individually and collectively moving and cycling through memory. So I'll get to that in a second. So back to frequency work. It works at different levels. The foundational level, nervous system, behavioral, identity, and then at the deletion layer, okay? Now at the somatic layer, nervous system, behavioral, identity, okay, patterns can become archived or rerouted. At the deletion layer, okay, they're rewritten. So this is where we can actually collapse pattern and the metaphor itself breaks all the way down. So this is a deletion process, which most of the people that I work on now are here. They're in this deletion collapse phase. So they're in a void space a lot, and that's a very uncomfortable place to be. And then the third layer is essentially at the singularity layer. Okay, there's nothing left to rewrite on top of. This is the architecture that made patterns necessary that have dissolved. Okay, you're not adding new blocks here. You're operating from pure signal. And this is kind of where we're trying to get everybody to. We're trying to get everybody to this more of this I am, okay, deeply awakened state where you have very little you're recursing from. But you're always in a growth phase, okay? You're never master. There's no graduation. There's just multiple layers here that I want you to be aware of. Most people will be at the deletion layer and stay at the field level pattern collapse layer, okay? This is where you're kind of constantly evolving and you feel pretty good in your life and you're okay with the level of detox that you experience, and you're also okay with the level of kind of joy you're experiencing. And if you're not kind of there yet, it's because you know that you're even built for more and you're ready to get on the, let's say, reorganized side of the work, or you're ready to get a different level of payoff, I should say. And between deletion and singularity is where the rubber meets the road for a lot of people who have been doing this work for a long time. So hang in there because it's worth it. And the awarenesses that you get are incredibly euphoric, and the joy that you experience lasts longer, and you see through the reality, you see it for what it is, and you don't let it change you, and you're able to hold contradiction. You quite literally can hold what paradox is, which is what this reality is, which is dualistic, which I'll again talk about later. But for now, I want to get into what patterns are. So a pattern, yes, they show up as behavior, but behavior is kind of the last stop in the chain. From a quantum psychosomatic perspective, and I'll give you a definition of what that is in a minute. Okay, a pattern is a repeating structure of survival logic. Okay, it's encoded in your nervous system, your tissue, and your energetic field. It's not just what you do, it's how your system learned to orient to reality. Right? Again, from childhood conditioning and epigenetic influence. That orientation to reality is what to perceive, what to fear, what to repress, and what to repeat. The pattern itself is a perceptual filter. What you notice, what you miss, it's a meaning-making reflex. This equals danger, that equals love. It's a somatic imprint, okay? A posture, a free state, attention habit. It's an emotional loop, which is could look like shame equals overfunction equals collapse equals shame again, right? You kind of repeat and loop back into the same emotion. It's also an energetic broadcast. So it's a frequency signal you emit unconsciously. The body carries it, the field amplifies it, and the mind just narrates it. It's what gives it meaning. So a pattern is a recurring code. It's recurring intelligence. It's the way perception gets organized into meaning. They show up again as emotional reflexes and behavioral loops, and then kind of like identity scaffolding. If I'm not helping, I'm not valuable. That's what that identity scaffolding will say. Scaffolding, rather. Then again, with the emotional reflexes, conflict equals danger. The behavioral loop, I always attract emotionally unavailable partners. So patterns are compression algorithms, okay? They reduce infinite possibility into something familiar, predictable, and safe. So just note that is what a pattern is. Pattern is the nervous system's attempt, I'll say this again, to keep you alive by repeating what it knows. Even when it knows, it's distorted because the nervous system is conditioned to keep you safe, and that safety is predicated deeply on what it knows. So this is why I talk about a lot in this work that you got to move into hard override behavior, contrary action, contrary experience. Perception is the way your system filters reality based on what it believes is safe to notice. Okay, it's not objective. It's patterned attention shaped by trauma, memory, adaptation, and frequency. Perception decides what enters your awareness, what gets ignored, and what gets distorted to match your internal blueprint. Let me say that again. Perception decides what enters your awareness, what gets ignored, and what gets distorted to match your internal blueprint. It's not what's happening. It's what your system is calibrated to register. So perception is the name of the game. Okay, those who control perception control reality. This is a perceptual game of reclamation as much as it's sovereignty on all levels. The first thing is look at our collective right now and look at what people believe. Look what they can tolerate, what they can hear, what they decide to enter into their awareness, and what they choose to ignore. All of that is signal registration. And perception 101 is signal registration. It's intelligence. It's information. Information has very different levels of energetic frequency. It's being able to listen to somebody like me, being able, or listening to a podcast and being like, I don't even get it. Like my body kind of gets it, but my mind, I can't even track what Tally's saying. So it is one of the most important things we work on, because how you see your reality is a combination of what you actually can sense, your perception, your senses, but what your body's generating, okay? It's the raw intake of experience. It's what your system notices, filters, and ignores. Can't say that enough. It's not just what you see or hear. It's how your body interprets stimuli based on nervous system safety, memory, and field resonance. And it happens through neuroception, your subconscious safety danger scanning, cognition, meaning making, and then your energetic field tuning, what you can feel but you can't name, which is a big part of what I do here is I give language to your experience. So perception is kind of the first block in the chain. And I'm going to talk about, for those of you who've been with me for a while, you know I talk about how consciousness operates like a blockchain. I have a whole other podcast I'm going to be doing on that. And we're going to be talking at length from a very advanced perspective about the consciousness and the architecture and the blockchain aspect of how consciousness is architected and created and how it operates like a blockchain and how all of this fits together. But just for this podcast is kind of a reintroduction from an advanced perspective into what this work is. Just know that it is essentially the first block in the chain. It decides what gets noticed and what gets discarded. That determines kind of the raw material of your reality. Perception is never objective. It's a recursive filter shaped by what you've survived, what you're expecting, okay, and what your field is attuned to receive. So this is why a lot of New Age has been hijacked through change your thoughts. You just need to vision board. You know, you need to use neuroscience. You need to start mastering neuroscience because perception is everything. And I talk a lot about what this is in my book. And all of this is partly true, but it's an incomplete truth. It's incomplete. So, in quantum psychosomatics, perception is the first layer of the pattern. Okay? Change doesn't start with action. It starts by retraining what your body field even allows you to see. That's why when I talk about frequency, form, and field, these three Fs are really important. We've got to work at the level of signal. We have to work at the level of frequency into your essentially your epigenetic records. Okay, the etheric version of you, the quantum version of you. Everyone has a frequency signature. We need to start there. Look at the pattern information that you're running from a code perspective, and then move it through the body. Get it into your field and move it through the form aspect of you, and then your field changes. So this is why, again, it's essentially the mind-body of epigenetic reprogramming. So memory, very, very important, right? We're moving through memory. We're cycling through memory as an individual and then a collective. So what we're doing when we have deja vu, or when we have a remembering of a lifetime or a dream, or we get images, or we get these visions, is we're moving through memory. And frequency work helps you do that at an accelerated rate, which is why we're collapsing all this information in a very, very short period of time. The more you remember, the more singular you become. The more singular you are, the more you live in a wildly, wildly different experience in life. Just wildly, wildly different. Things reorganize quickly. Things move faster, and they bend towards that more cohered signal. Reality is optimized. Okay, nature is optimized. Earth is optimized for, or I'll say programmed to, constantly move towards this most stable energy. Okay, stable field, stable energy. It's going to have it wants the most optimized cells for reproduction, for survival, for beauty, for cycles, etc. It's constantly going to move towards a more balanced signal. It's going to, or a more coherent signal. Okay, it's like someone who has really steady, stable energy, animals are going to, they love to be around that person. Same with children. Right? It's the same thing. This is what I'm talking about. It's no different than when I'm navigating the world the way I navigate, how I'm able to work my field to benefit me, period. It will take me not that long. If I'm in a discoherent state, for me to reorganize and have the field bend to that and reflect that. That's what you want. It's not you physically working so hard to change your external reality. It's navigating and reorganizing your internal gravity, okay, your internal signal, so reality bends towards it, and then that it becomes a reflection. So you're in a feedback loop with coherence, which essentially is another way to say what consciousness is. It's recursive coherence. So memory is encoded experience. It's stored across body, brain, and field, okay? It's used to predict what's real, safe, and possible. It's not just past events. It's a living intelligence your system references constantly to decide how to respond right now. And it goes in layers, okay? Somatic memory, which is held muscle, fascia, posture, body-based emotional felt responses. Somatic memory. Emotional memory. This is the held charge, the reactivity, the pattern recognition. This is the facts and events. Then there's cognitive memory, which is stored as narrative and belief. And then there's epigenetic memory, okay, which is the inherited trauma response templates or the inherited adaptations from your family lineage. Okay, then there's field memory. This is the energetic imprints and contracts still active in your system, archetypal, collective, and then soul level. Okay, so in quantum psychosomatics, memory is not passive recall. It's an active recursive engine. Until it's cleared or collapsed, your system will continue to build the present using logic from the past. So that's why individually and then collectively literally are repeating history. We're repeating patterns individually and collectively, okay? Because it is building the present using past logic. So memory is what gives pattern shape, and it's what gives perception context. Every new experience is filtered through what you've already survived. Memory is not passive storage. It's an active resonance engine that re-renders your present moment based on your past information. So if I was going to summarize all of that, pattern, I'll say this, perception notices, pattern organizes, and then memory reinforces, and the loop repeats. That's recursion. Essentially, that's the blockchain of consciousness. That's the foundational blockchain, a single block. And that is how identity forms, and that is how distortion sticks. Now to move on to the definition of what quantum psychosomatics is. QP is the system I created and use to decode and transform these patterns, not just at the level of thought or behavior, but at multiple levels: frequency, form, signal, recursion, etc. Let me break each one of those down. Field. It is your frequency and energetic imprint. Form: body, nervous system, fascia, hormones. Signal. This is intelligence, information you broadcast and attract. Recursion. How the patterns keep re-rendering itself through identity. Okay? QP looks at the entire architecture of self, including your inherited patterns, okay, your inherited epigenetics, your trauma-based adaptations, your nervous system regulation, your subconscious survival agreements, your relational patterns, and your field-based intelligence loops, okay? QP doesn't just ask, why are you like this? It asks, what signal is organizing your system this way, and how do we collapse it? That is what quantum psychosomatics is. It is the epigenetics of mind-body reprogramming, and we work fast and we work furiously. And that leads me to this next kind of segment, if you will, about what frequency work actually does. So frequency work doesn't override, okay, your past. It rewrites it at the level of the blockchain that it was created on. So we work, again, at multiple layers: perception, pattern, memory, field. Perception, what you notice, track, and attune to, okay? What your system repeats as familiar, pattern. What your system uses to predict experience, memory. And what you're broadcasting and drawing in, field. And frequency works on the how, okay? Through perception, we need to rework your nervous system to read what's safe and what isn't. Okay, at pattern level, we need to introduce new templates of behavior and emotional responses. Okay, we need to reprogram patterns. Memory, we need to layer in new high signal, high coherent experiences that out resonate the old ones. Okay, we need to bring in new experiences that have a different impact. So there's, again, a more advanced layer to all of this, but memory is a fixed experience. Okay, it's, what's the name I'm looking for? I want to say starts with an I. I'll find it. Then there's field, what you're broadcasting and drawing in, right? We rework that by recalibrating your dominant frequency and then restoring coherence. So we work at very different layers, okay? Depending on where you are, what your system can hold, and how you quickly can recalibrate, right? How you get yourself back into the zero point, how you move into contrary action, how you relate to your experience, etc. So let's take a simple example. Let's say you find yourself over-explaining in relationships. Traditional psychology would say that's a behavioral pattern rooted in low self-worth. And that's true. Again, it's just super incomplete, not helpful. Okay. Quantum psychosomatics says at your perception layer, you're scanning for disapproval before it's expressed. Okay. Your somatic layer is maybe your throat will tighten, your diaphragm lifts, your stomach clenches. Okay, your emotional layer is you feel urgency to fix the gap big time, quickly. Okay, your behavioral layer, you explain, perform, fawn, right? Defend yourself, justify. Your energetic layer is like you'll broadcast, I am not safe unless I am understood. So this is where people will get, you'll be around certain people at work who constantly have to make sure that their ideas are validated or they're in control or they have to be team lead or they have to have their emails responded to immediately because they don't feel seen. You're going to see how a lot of this plays out in your workspace dynamically with personalities. And once you actually start understanding the language of quantum psychosomatic and the language of frequency, you're like, oh man, there's just so many different layers that this person is operating in that they're not even aware of. This is, again, a very synthesized version. Field result will be you attract people who don't listen. Okay? So you will attract people into your life who will validate and complement the very pattern that you're trying to delete. And then you wonder why shit's not working out. And then you feel like it's you. And then you settle for less. That's the pattern. And that's what we don't want. So quantum psychosomatics, or QP, identifies where it's running from. Body, belief, ancestry, experience, energy. And then it helps you to collapse the recursion. So your system no longer has to reenact that. Okay? So in short, a pattern is a whole body, whole field adaptation to a past experience. QP is the method that maps that adaptation, decodes the architecture, and then builds the capacity to exit it. Frequency work is what recalibrates that intelligence, all right, or the intelligence or the signal underneath it all. So your system stops orienting around it and you can live a more epic life. Okay? Yay. That's what we want. Sessions are all about clarity and collapsing across all five layers. They are not a one and done because you cannot hold that level of clearing. All right. I couldn't, nobody can. It's not just that. It's just the way that this reality works because we are on, we live inside of a fourth dimensional reality. Okay. We live inside dimensions and there's law and order and rules to how all of this works. And if you cleared out at all five layers, all of the things that you'd want to clear out all at once, like magic wand, all of a sudden I want my life instantly to look like this, Tally, and you don't have the ability to hold it, you go bonkers. And moving all the way back to Kanye West. Okay, this is how people go bonkers. I was like, how do people go crazy? I want to know. And it's a process of deconstruction and reconstruction of identity architecture. Okay, I've said this before. But when you are pushing your psychological geometry, okay, the psychological architecture too far, all right, this is, again, what people are doing with AI. They're doing it with plant medicine. They're doing it with just think happy thoughts. They're pushing the psyche, okay, the architecture or the perceptual framework or different ways to say the scaffolding of how your perception and your pattern and your memory are all formed together. They push it. And what happens is the foundation isn't stable anyway because it's not built on a strong, solid foundation of understanding, okay, of cognitive embodiment. It's not built on strong embodied signal. And then you push it and you try to bring in more light and you literally break. The structure breaks. The fragment completely, absolutely gets obliterated. You don't know where you are in time. You have multiple realities that you see and experience all at the same time, multiple personalities that you see and experience all at the same time. And then there's this kind of coherence and incoherence happening at the same time. That creates this bipolarity, this extreme swing, because you have lost the structure of time. So again, working across all five layers, that's why these sessions are not one and done. That's why you have to continue to keep consistent at this work at whatever level your body can hold it. And that's completely up to you. You know, like I took this on and when I first found a version of what this work is, not even close to the level of what I'm offering you guys, but it was enough for me to get started and not feel crazy. I was relentless and I still am. It's just the thing that I found that I love so deeply. And it's something I've been able to evolve with. And I don't know, it just is unique. this work is unique in that people who find it love it and they get extremely curious about it and they don't feel crazy. They always feel seen. They feel nourished by the information, or they feel a little bit lost by it, but they feel curious enough to hang with it. And it's not for everybody. But to explain why things happen at the way that they do is because your highest intelligence is not gonna have you go crazy, okay? It doesn't want that for you. You can continue to override all of that and push your highest outside, push that light outside of your body through various reasons, feeling like you've been betrayed, feeling like it's not moving fast enough for you, or that you've recursed so deeply into disempowerment that you don't trust yourself enough to give yourself a chance to break through those perceptual filters. So you can literally push that intelligence out of your body, and that's how things, they get a little squirrely. Like if you look at, not to bring in Kanye again, I'll do another podcast on him or a deeper dive on him or kind of a forensic breakdown. But if you look at that, there's a desperation, a reclamation happening, really wanting to be sovereign, like at any cost. Okay. So it's frenetic to witness a breakdown in this way with no help. Okay. He has nothing to signal off of right now. He's trying, but he has nothing to signal off of. And so when the reason why I work so hard to maintain my own coherence and continue to do and be in this work with you guys is so I can continue to be a clear signal for you all and for myself. So there was an I word I was looking for. What was it? Immutable. Okay. Patterns, specifically with memory, are immutable objects. Okay. Meaning they're blocks on a chain. Okay. They're part of the fabric. They're part of the structure of our collective memory of time. And they work individually, these immutable objects, basically a fixed memory. Okay. What has happened, events that have happened historically cannot be changed in our collective consciousness and in our individual awareness. It's the way that they impacted our experience that causes the recursion. So what we can do with energy work is we can't change what happened. I can't change what happened to me when I was a kid. I can't change the abuse. I can't change that stuff, okay? But what I can change is the somatic imprintation and the emotional memory of it, how it affected me. So I don't have to recurse on that, okay? It can just be what it was with a completely neutral perspective. So when people go through life reviews, when they disengage and they drop the body, right? They revisit their life with no emotional affect. They can just witness it for what it is, learn, okay, and then take that into their pure consciousness experience. So they're reconciling the emotions of the memory before they fully can actually transcend and move into higher level dimensions that require a lot less density. So again, everything is frequency. It governs form. We perceive that form through our five senses. And this reality is governed by multiple laws of physics and quantum mechanics and ontological computation. And ontological systems are just those systems that are indexed by attribute and information and their qualifications. And like if you were going to create a species, right, those things have definitions. That's essentially what an ontological system is, which is how I see much of what reality is. Organic and synthetic, okay? And those are overlapped right now. And part of what we're doing here is removing the lie so you can live more from your organic, blueprinted, signaled, source-based self. So what we're collapsing, okay, if patterns are like immutable objects, right, or the first block of the chain, and frequency work doesn't necessarily delete them, we can't delete those, but we can rewrite them in the work that I offer, okay, in the containers that I offer. We rewrite the implications of what those patterns are causing in your life. And many of the imprinting, like, so I stack up those layers, those perceptual imprintations, those emotional affects, we stack them like a blockchain, all right? And then we collapse what we can out of your field without making you completely crazy. So what is actually collapsing in frequency work, which is in what another question came in. So again, what collapses isn't the memory. Okay, it's not the fixed structure. What collapses is the architecture that gave it power. Okay, specifically, so there are subconscious autoplay cycles that keep reading an old instruction as the current way of living. Or there'll be a trauma or belief that is still stored in the system, but it creates almost this compulsive reactivation loop. We dissolve that stuff. We dissolve the subconscious autoplay cycles. We dissolve the those loops that keep rendering. So the original structure, right, or the intelligence might be there still, but the system stops treating it as the truth. It just kind of bypasses it. And eventually you don't even, your whole system starts to reorganize with such high intentional, high end level information. It doesn't even notice it anymore. It's like you can go walk past the same. If you were in a completely different signal, you would be able to walk past people that you, let's say, have seen every day for the last year, and they wouldn't recognize you because your signal is just completely different. The information is just different. I've had this happen to me before. You literally cannot, you become invisible to a certain level of frequency. You can't, they just, that energy doesn't ping in your field anymore. So that is one of the things that we do is we remove a lot of all that, of those things, those trauma and belief systems, those imprintations, those filters, etc. Then there's identity kind of binders, okay? There's old patterns that have fused with your new identity. They become so fossilized. This is who I am. This is how I survive. So all of that gets shaken up. We got to dissolve all of that calcification. And we need to, let's say, it's almost archaeological what we do. We kind of unearth your original architecture, your original blueprint, and we break all these self-references, the self-referencing off of this old patterned fixed information, okay? Your coherence starts to increase. So this creates space for new intelligence to become embodied without triggering threat responses, okay? You stop needing the pattern to feel like yourself. So another thing we collapse, what we're doing in frequency work, is error codes. Okay, a lot of error codes. I work on a lot of this. If you've ever noticed coding in general, how things are created on a website, anytime you go to a new website, imagine every single data point, every single experience, every breath you take, everything you see is all a node. Okay, it's all a reference point. I talk about all of this in my book. So go and get all of that and read the first part if you want to know deeper definitions. But a lot of that picks up like kind of fragmented, dusted cookies, like browsing cookies. It's all error codes and we acknowledge them. Okay. A lot of them are expired. They're very outdated and every pattern holds a set of error codes. They're instructions the system once used to keep you protected, but they're now causing a bunch of dissonance. So like an error, like an example would be visibility equals danger. I'm not safe to be in the world because, or create what I want to create because for various reasons. Could be myriad of reasons. You could have some contracts in there. There could be lives where you were exiled from having genius, etc. Or love equals sacrifice. I have to give up something, including myself, in order to be loved. Or I can't rest unless I've earned it. Those are all error codes. So these are all protective survival strategies and programs that we've created throughout our lives and multiple generational lives to keep ourselves safe. They were valid at one point, but now they conflict with where you want to go and what you want to create in your life. So that's another thing we work on. What else? Okay, phantom contracts. So these energetic agreements that we make throughout our lives, multidimensionally, familial as well, okay, they'll get avoided or voided out or devoided or cleared in sessions or collapsed, okay? This will look like I carry the pain so they feel loved. I'll betray myself to stay chosen. I'll abandon my truths if it keeps me safe. These aren't just beliefs. Some of these are contracts encoded into your field, which is essentially just another way of saying agreement. Somewhere you agreed knowingly, unknowingly to things. And what collapses is the field level agreement that keeps these things reenacting. So once the contract ends, okay, and the architecture rebuilds itself, those things dissolve out. So the architecture, the animated memory, that gets deleted. The active rendering loops, the binding of identity, and the runtime, let's say, authority of old instruction, that gets collapsed. Signal distortion, error codes, field contracts, maladaptive strategies, reactivation triggers, that all gets cleared. What replaces it is new patterned intelligence. Okay, so we install, based on your individual innate and perpetual intelligence, information and signal that is coherent with your current capacity, truth, and then trajectory. So it's coherent with your current capacity, truth, and trajectory. It's not me. It's what you're capable of in this moment. Some of you are going to have this at variated levels. All right. Some of you are going to be able to get cleaned up in a short period of time and you're on your way. Others are going to have to be in this work for a little while to trudge through a lot of that patterning. Me, for example, holy hell, feel like I've been in this forever and that it's just been like really dense. It was really dense for a very long time. And then even the bursts of feeling really good were kind of short-lived. So it's been a long road, but it's worth it. I can tell you that. So essentially, this is about pattern resolution. Okay. And there are multiple layers to how this will work out, again, based on the person. Some patterns will be deleted, archived, rewritten based on, again, your level of capacity, truth, and trajectory. So just to recap, the work and what I'm offering and what I'm co-creating with everyone right now is a process of dissolving the very architecture that made the distortions you created in order to survive necessary, so you can live more from your original divine blueprint. And that process moves patterns and recursion and memory and perception through an archival process, a rewriting process, a deletion process, or an integration process based on the level of resonance that you're at. Ultimately, all of us are trying to move towards true singularity, which is an I am state. Okay. Energy workers right now, or different healers, will be working at a very, very specific level. Okay. It all depends on their level of understanding. It all depends on their ability to access themselves beyond time, how they can navigate those realms, multidimensional realms, and the three C's that I talk about, contracts, codes, and consciousness. So what healing actually means in QP is it means your nervous system stops treating distortion as signal. Your field stops broadcasting expired contracts, and your identity stops looping old source information, old code. Okay. So you are quite literally becoming a beacon of your original light that is guided by divinity, by divine order. And that whole process works on a blockchain, which is what I will talk about in a more advanced lecture at some point. It's the blockchain and the architecture of consciousness. And I talk about that in my groups. And these are what the groups are offered for at variated levels, right? So different levels of advancement, different levels of capacity to be able to hold different levels of information, being able to handle different levels of clearing, okay? Because your life and what you want to create for your life will happen, okay? These opportunities will come to you, and it will either, your system and capacity will be able to hold it, and or you're going to have a lot of learning inside of that holding. So I've said this before, if I help people move into a life that they want to create and their system can't hold it, they'll blame the work or blame me. And that's not what this is. It's just an inability to be able to hold that level of information consistently for you to be who you need to be in order to build what you want to build. And with that, I think that's a good place to stop. Look out for events that I'm doing in the next coming months to round out this year. As always, re-listen to the podcast. Please share it. Let other people in on what this work is. You know, the more people we have waking up, the more people we have closing their own recursion loops, the better off we all have in terms of experience in our lives, the less we suffer. And shit is about ready to get even more real. We are in the eye of the storm right now. So hang out, right? Hang in there, drop into the work, and utilize the resources that are here for you. Like I said, if people are changing simply by listening to this podcast, they're all frequency encoded. So same with the Substack, frequency encoded. You can read those at your leisure and consider supporting the work there, becoming a paid subscriber. It takes a lot to put content out the way that I am putting it out now. So again, everything is appreciated. As always, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for giving yourselves a shot. And I will speak to you when I speak to you next. Question everything. Big love.